Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Facet Wealth.
Linda Kenyon in Washington. A suspect is under arrest in Pennsylvania in the killings of four University of Idaho students. KYW's Madeline Wright has the details.
According to court documents, 28-year-old Brian Koberger is being held for extradition on a warrant for murder. The University of Idaho students Kaylee Gonsalves, Madison Mogan, Zaina Kernodal, and Ethan Chapin were stabbed to death at a rental home near campus November 13th. The Moscow Police Department is expected to release more details about the arrest during a news conference at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Madeline Wright, CBS News Radio, Effort, Pennsylvania.
The House Ways and Means Committee has released 6 years of former President Trump's tax returns. Now what? Here's CBS's Scott McFarland.
What the Congress is going to do by releasing these tax returns is lean into an argument they may need new legislation to change IRS requirements to better staff, better fund, or better administer their work looking at presidential taxes. They may also consider new legislation requiring any major party presidential candidate to release his or her taxes and not block the release as Trump has done for the past 6 years.
3 days of mourning have begun in Brazil for national hero and worldwide soccer legend Pelé, who died of cancer yesterday at the age of 82. But people all over the world are also saddened, including Caleb Schroeder in Johannesburg, South Africa.
It's a very sad day for the world because he's one of the most legendary players in history. But the world doesn't only lose a soccer player, it also loses a real good family man, an inspiration to many people, as well as a great humanitarian.
A group of migrants living on the streets in El Paso, Texas has been growing, and some residents say they've had enough. KDBC-TV's Jennifer Cuevas.
Year-long residents of Segundo Barrio are starting to feel resentful towards the large group of migrants that has been camping out in their neighborhood. Because many of the migrants within the group are undocumented, they've been limited to living and sleeping on the streets of downtown El Paso. But one man does not believe it's fair. He and his neighbors are left to deal with the crowds and mess he says they leave behind.
They sit here and then they eat. They just leave their trash. I've come out to tell them, take your trash with you, but they just toss it there and that's it.
An ongoing water problem continues.
The 180,000 residents of predominantly Black Jackson, Mississippi, have now been without running water for a week, just as they were in August. This time, frozen and burst water pipes are to blame for low water pressure.
I mean, everybody only drinks bottled water anyway because you can't trust it.
Residents have grown accustomed to dealing with the city's long troubled water system.
CBS's Jim Crisula. This is CBS News.
Facet Wealth is an SEC-registered investment advisor. They offer customized financial planning for you, not just your assets. Learn more by calling 888-598-3960.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. The most powerful Republican in Wisconsin state government says he'll try to make sure Donald Trump is not his party's nominee for president in 2024. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss tells the Journal Sentinel the GOP needs a more positive, forward-looking message. Trump was seen as a drag on Republican candidates statewide in November, especially in Milwaukee's reliably Republican suburbs. People fighting homelessness and opioid addiction will get help from a new state housing program announced this week. The Recovery Voucher Program will aim to provide affordable and safe housing to homeless people with opioid use disorder. Some of the money comes from Wisconsin's share of a settlement with major drug distributors and Johnson & Johnson for their roles in the opioid epidemic. In sports, the Bucks host Minnesota tonight. Badger men's basketball welcomes Western Michigan. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Do you love getting rewards when you shop? Then shop Knucklehead CBD and Vapes with the Knuckleheads Club. Every $10 spent gets you closer to 25% off. No matter what you buy, make sure you buy Knuckleheads. Stop in Saturday and Sunday and get 15% off Wellness and Wellness Plus, including Delta 8, THCP, CBD, and more, while getting points towards your next purchase.
Visit Knuckleheads Milwaukee at 2949 North Oakland Avenue or online at knuckleheads.shop.
Knuckleheads CBD and Vapes, your one-stop smoke shop.
Did you hear about the vampire that was found? Headline is, skeleton of female, quote, vampire, unearthed at cemetery in Poland.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
A sharp sickle was placed across her neck and a padlock was put around her big toe. Her burial reveals fear around vampires.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station. You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct. Coming to you on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. Start with an update on the speaker race. Republicans have 222 seats out of 435. Democrats have 213. We've talked about that before, but here's an update. Here's an update. Kevin McCarthy can only afford to lose four votes. If he loses five votes, he's not elected speaker. Five people have now formally come out, said they're not going to vote for him in the Republican caucus. Bob Good of Virginia, Andy Biggs of Arizona, Matt Gaetz of Florida, Ralph Norman of South Carolina, Milt Rosendale of Montana. And Norman, I'll tell you, Ralph Norman, you know, a lot of these texts and emails have come out in the January 6th investigation. He's the guy, and nobody's ever heard of this guy. I mean, I don't go around thinking Ralph Norman. I mean, if some of you have heard of him, it's amazing. Congratulations. This clown sent a text saying that Trump should invoke, quote, martial law and then just keep the presidency. That's what this guy's like, and he's from South Carolina. So five of them say they're not going to vote for him, at least on the first ballot. Now, here's what happens. Normally, This all gets worked out in the party caucuses. Whichever party has more seats, they fight it out, and then they speak with one voice, and one of them comes forward and says, all right, I'm the guy they picked. Everybody vote for me. The Democrats will all vote for their, you know, Hakeem Jeffries, their guy. He'll only get 213 votes. Republicans should get 222, and that's that. Well, that isn't that. In the Civil War, that wasn't that. They went several ballots before they came up with a speaker. But the Civil War was back in the 1860s. The only other time since the Civil War that this has happened was in 1923. And in 1923, the Republicans couldn't get their act together and it went beyond a ballot. But here, it could go beyond one ballot or two. It could end up in a compromise speaker. And here's the latest talk, the latest thinking in the political establishment out there. They had talked about a guy named Tom Cole. We talked about that the other day, guy from Oklahoma, sort of a quiet guy. He's indigenous, he's American Indian. He's a member of the Chickasaw Nation. And I don't know beans about him. I'm sure he's very conservative. But when he was asked in 2015 if he wanted to be speaker, he said no. And they're starting to talk about him less and less. So maybe he'll get it. Maybe he won't. Now they've switched over to Steve Scalise of Louisiana. Now, Steve Scalise is the number two guy. He would be the Steny Hoyer of the Republican Party. Nancy Pelosi, of course, was the speaker when we had the majority. Steny Hoyer was number two. He was majority leader, and then number three was Jim Clyburn of South Carolina. Well, the Republican Party has something similar. Number one was Kevin McCarthy. Number two is Steve Scalise. And number three was the woman from Northern New York who switched and went full frontal Trump. Full frontal Trump. Now, they're starting to talk about Scalise, the number two guy, to Kevin McCarthy. So what do we know about him? He's a right-wing nut. He's no good. In addition to that, he was the guy that was shot at the congressional baseball game. Remember that? Some years ago, he went, and it was just among Republicans. They were going to play softball. Some nut gets in there with a gun and starts shooting. Capitol Police were there, fortunately, killed the guy, but not before he fired off some shots. And Steve Scalise took live fire and was in the hospital a long time. So he has some chops. You know, he has combat scars, quite literally has combat scars from that baseball shooting. And they're going, we should have Steve Scalise. Now, I've never met the guy. He talks Trump. You know, he talks right-wing nut job. Is it possible that people know him better than I know that if he ever got into the job, he would be a little more reasonable than a Matt Gaetz or a Gosar or a Marjorie Taylor Greene or a Lauren Boebert? Yeah, maybe he would. I don't know. It's possible if Kevin McCarthy got in there, he would start to moderate a little. But the problem I have with Kevin McCarthy is I think he has no integrity, he has no character, and his judgment's bad. So he will do anything to keep power, and he might do the wrong thing to keep power. He's certainly shown that in the past. The one other wild card in this thing is this guy Santos from Staten Island and Queens in New York, who turned out to be a fraud, a huckster. Guy from Brazil blows into town, goes, I'm running for Congress. I'm sure he's an American citizen by now. Worked for Citibank, he said. I work for Goldman Sachs. I have a degree from Baruch College. I ran a financial services company. And then he started talking about it as ethnicity and claimed various ethnicities. All of that was false. Flat out false. They never heard about him at Goldman Sachs. They never heard about him at Citibank. They never heard about him at the college. And he suddenly got in there. Democrats didn't do Garoppolo research, but there's a development here. And this is a development that's impacting the speaker race. He announced that he would vote for Kevin McCarthy. And it was just disclosed. He announced to the New York state Republican leaders that he would not seek re-election. So he's only asking to serve for 2 years, even though he's a fraud, just so he can say he was in Congress. And by the way, he'll vote for Kevin McCarthy. Suddenly, Kevin McCarthy is all peaches and cream to this guy. What a guy, Kevin says. What a guy. Got to give him a chance. Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is Kevin McCarthy's running dog and fellow traveler, goes, let him legislate. Let's see what he's like. Made a few errors in judgment. Well, the thing that may upend this, because remember, if he doesn't vote for Kevin McCarthy, then there's only 221 Republican votes. And if Kevin McCarthy loses four of them, not five, he won't be speaker. And so he is desperate to have this fraud. Well, in comes the prosecutors, or in come the prosecutors, Letitia James, the attorney general of New York, but also the Staten Island district attorney. And the Staten Island is a borough of New York City. When you say New York, there are five boroughs. The Staten Island, Queens, Brooklyn, Manhattan, and the Bronx. The only one that's attached to the mainland of the United States is the Bronx. That's the only one. Staten Island, the rest of them are connected by bridges. And they have this bedrock where you can build all the buildings you want. Nothing's going to sink. Of all of them, Staten Island has flirted with being Republican. Most of the rest are Democratic, but part of Queens is Republican. And so this character is running for a seat that's part Staten Island, part Queens. Tom Suozzi, Democrat, good guy, had occupied it. He wasn't going to get beaten, but he ran for governor, didn't make it against Kathy Hochul. So this clown comes in, prancing in from Brazil. But one of the things he overlooked in pulling this stuff is that his financial disclosure, it looked like he only made, I think, 50 grand a year a couple of years ago. And then the next year he announced he was worth $11 million. And he loaned more than $700,000 to his campaign. Now, that's a pretty good trick if you're making 50 grand a year. That's a pretty good trick. Then it came out down in Brazil, his mom was a healthcare worker and worked for this old guy who had a checkbook. And some of the checks disappeared and were cashed. And the Brazilian police were looking at Santos. And somehow he BS'd his way out of Brazil and he wasn't charged. But somewhere he got the 11 million bucks. And somewhere he got the 700 grand to lend himself. And what the Staten Island DA is doing, and this is terrific because Letitia James is a Democrat and she'll be seen as a Democrat. You know, this is partisan maybe, blah, blah, blah. Staten Island DA has to satisfy the Staten Island people, and they are very conservative. But the Staten Island DA doesn't like this, and I don't like this. And so the Staten Island DA is going, we're going to dig a little deeper. Where'd you get that $11 million? Where'd you get that 700 grand? Because in financial disclosures, it's one thing to say that you graduated from college and you didn't. It's another thing to say, I worked for this company, I didn't. That's not good, but that's hard to charge criminally. It really is. Or to say that he said that his parents survived the Holocaust, or his grandparents, is all baloney. He had nothing to do with that. But it's quite another thing to put in a false financial statement. That is a felony. That is a felony. And so the prosecutor is asking a very reasonable question. Hey, guy, where'd the $11 million come from? And wherever it came from, why wasn't that disclosed? And where'd the 700 grand come from? And one other thing, and this is going to hurt him real bad. It is against the law. It is a felony for a company to lend you money, your campaign directly. They can set up under Citizens United and all the black ops and all that stuff. They can set up funds, but they can't just hand you a check. There are limits. In this case, this guy set up a thing where it's his company lent him 700 grand. And he says, oh, but I'm the only owner of the company. That doesn't make any difference. The law says it's a felony. He made a mistake. And the prosecutor's looking at this guy. Now, would they normally prosecute a guy if it was his own company, he owned the whole thing? Yeah, frequently they would. But are they going to do it when this guy is as bad as he is? They may very well. So the Santos thinks he's going to linger for 2 years. I don't think he's lingering for 2 years. McCarthy's protecting him. If McCarthy goes down, he's definitely not going to survive. If McCarthy somehow sneaks in with Santos's vote, they'll try to protect him. But there are people on both sides that are about to turn him into the ethics committee. And I think you haven't heard the last of the Staten Island prosecutor. Going to break. I see the lines. You're live. Don't hang up. Take a quick break and I'll come back right to the lines. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lierley helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 23. Northwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Highs around 36. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy. Lows dip down to about 30 tomorrow night. Chance for mixed precipitation. Temperatures well above average Sunday and Monday, with highs from the low 40s to the mid 40s. Chance for scattered rain showers Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain.
Welcome back to Matt's the Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today? Wisco Paul.
Hi, good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. My question is on Jim Jordan. I guess he's going to investigate the FBI. I never thought I'd see a GOP person or congressman investigate the FBI. But, hey, I got a question. He wants to subpoena all these Biden people. But if you yourself don't appear after you've been subpoenaed, how in the world can you do something like that? That's just my question. This is just nuts, in my opinion. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, it's an excellent question. And, you know, Jim Jordan's a bad guy. He was an assistant wrestling coach. I think it was at University in Ohio, and somebody was molesting kids, and he's alleged to have known about it and didn't know anything about it. The guy's bad news. But more importantly, Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan, he's going to be the head of the Judiciary Committee. Now, fortunately, the Judiciary Committee in the House isn't going to be passing on federal judges. That's the Senate. But nevertheless, he can cause a lot of trouble and start a lot of investigations. And there's a couple of things that we can do and we are doing. It was just announced today, you know, Biden's a very experienced guy, and he's hitting Jordan back. Jordan sent him letters. And so did Kevin McCarthy, saying preserve this and do this and produce that. And Biden had his White House staff write back and say, you apparently didn't read the rules and the law. Until you are sworn in the majority and as the chairman, an individual member of Congress has no standing, jurisdiction, or ability to tell me or ask me to do anything. So then Biden released that to Politico, so Jordan had egg on his face, and then he sent it to Jordan at 4:34 in the morning. So Jordan goes, well, that isn't fair. Listen, Jordan's whole crowd is crooked as a dog's hind leg. None of them showed up with subpoenas, and now they want to subpoena people, and they want to do it even when they don't have the jurisdiction to do it. So what they're going to have to do is reissue all this stuff. And Biden's people are very silent. They're not saying what they're going to do. And knowing Biden, I think what he's going to do is do what's reasonable. And unlike Trump, not blow off every subpoena, but put a couple of his best people forward and then just go into court to protect the rest and just say, here you go. And you have to understand something. What Jordan and the rest of these people are going to do, they want to hold hearings like the Benghazi hearing. Remember that with Hillary Clinton? Benghazi was where the Islamic terrorists killed an American ambassador and some other people. And so they were trying to slime Hillary. She was the Secretary of State, as if it's her fault. Well, here's the deal. Kevin McCarthy is so obtuse that he gave a an interview, and he said, this Benghazi hearing will really kill her when she wants to run for president. Well, that was his motivation, but who in God's name comes out and says it as bluntly as that? And he did. Now, as it turned out, she was not successful in 16 against Trump. We all know what happened there. That said, this time around, I think what they're going to try to do is have a hearing on Hunter Biden. And as you say, investigate the FBI. They're making a serious mistake. Joe McCarthy, back in the early to mid-50s, set up an investigation of the U.S. Army. The U.S. Army had just won World War II and had just fought the North Koreans and the Chinese to a stalemate in Korea. That had no support at all, and it ended up destroying McCarthy. The Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan, who's never served, never done anything, except as a wrestling coach and did a bad job, if he investigates the FBI, the FBI is very, very well regarded. You can't be a party that claims they are pro-cop and anti-defund the police and investigate the FBI, and the last time they shut down the government, they stopped paying the FBI. You can't have it both ways. The Republican Party is increasingly in the public mind seen as the nut job party, just flat out nut jobs. Now, so-called conservatives may say they want a conservative. Fine, that's fine. We have a democratic process and you can put up your candidate. But there is not a large appetite for nut jobs in this country. And when you have guys wasting time investigating the FBI, I think Biden's going to have a field day with these people, very experienced guy. So, Paul, I think what the answer is, what you're going to see, is that Biden will stall it off because they're starting to do things without looking at the House rules and the law about what they can do. But when he is sworn in and they issue a subpoena, and it's going to be overbroad. As a lawyer, I can tell you, having practiced many years, very, very frequently you get subpoenas or requests for production of documents or interrogatories, and you go to the court and you say, Your Honor, we want to respond, but this is overbroad. It seeks material that's not reasonably calculated to lead to the discovery of admissible evidence, seeks immaterial things, and so why don't we focus it down to this? Judges love that. They focus it down to that. The clown Jordan, I don't think he's a lawyer. He'll go in there and he'll shoot his mouth off. Then they'll get three or four witnesses. That's fine. And then they'll get up. They'll tell the truth. And this clown will be sitting there. And this is not Benghazi. There was not a U.S. ambassador killed by Islamic terrorists. It's an entirely different deal. And the people from the FBI will get up and say, there's certain things they can't talk about because they're privileged. But if they can, the reason they did such and such, because they felt that so-and-so was a crook, and they still think he's a crook. I mean, I think that Jordan, if he had a brain in his head, would try to simply be, if he's a conservative, fine, a conservative legislator, and have some kind of an agenda, you know, something he wants to do. The guy has nothing he wants to do other than cause trouble. And Biden knows how to handle guys like that. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. An arrest in Pennsylvania in the murder of four University of Idaho students.
According to court documents, 28-year-old Brian Koberger is being held for extradition on a warrant for murder. The University of Idaho students Kaylee Gonsalves, Madison Mogan, Zaina Kernodle, and Ethan Chapin were stabbed to death at a rental home near campus November 13th.
KYW's Madeline Wright. A congressional committee has released 6 years of former President Trump's tax returns. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Democrats on the House Ways and Means Committee have argued before the release today and after the release today is that Donald Trump took deductions for which there were not proper documentation or that were just improper and that he could have and should have been paying more. in his taxes.
Southwest Airlines returning to normal operations after thousands of flight cancellations, but passengers still frustrated.
I don't care about my luggage. I don't care if my luggage was in Chicago right now. I just want to go home.
CBS News Brief.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. A teenage driver is under arrest accused of causing a wrong-way crash on Interstate 9094 near the Wisconsin Dells the other night. State troopers say the 18-year-old showed signs of impairment right after the crash. Now they face charges after a field sobriety test and a blood draw. One person in the other vehicle was killed. Other people injured in the crash are expected to recover. The Wisconsin National Guard would be subject to more scrutiny if a number of bills in the state legislature become law. The Guard would have to report to the governor and state lawmakers about efforts to confront and stop sexual assault. The bills come after a report into failures at the National Guard base in Madison. In sports, the Bucks host Minnesota tonight. Badger men's basketball welcomes Western Michigan. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Join Max Inc. Radio this New Year's Eve as we present live at thespaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live from the spaceship.tv studios 6 p.m. to midnight, plus live performances from the Civil Engineers. Linda and the Zeros. Porky's Groove Machine.
Who's there, the Spice Girls? Muy caliente.
Oh, they're not hitting. Live streaming video at thespaceship.tv and live on this Civic Media station. Let's party. New Year's Eve starting at 6 p.m. live from thespaceship.tv. Happy New Year's from Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Back to Matt Flynn, Director. Our lines are open, 844-967-278. Now we go right to the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, eh, Gene?
Hello, Matt. Great show as usual, and I hope you have a wonderful New Year.
Thank you.
We got
same
a lot of work to do when 2023 comes about. Not looking forward to it one bit, especially with these yahoos that are taking over the house, and none of them are. I vote none of the above for those characters that think they're going to run the house, which is, I feel bad for those there who are there that really want to get something done. They have no skills.
Right.
If they were interviewed by their constituents would realize that they're incompetent. You know, and they compensate for their incompetence by attacking, you know, like, I've watched them. You know, I have a list of them. You know, I've called them, and all they do is attack witnesses that they don't agree with. They don't have any problem-solving ideas or abilities because all they do is run down the problem and say it's the Democrats' fault. They do it all the time. I hope people really watch and pay attention and take notes because these people have absolutely zero ideas, nothing. And all they'll do is attack Biden. And you know what's really pathetic? You know, who cares about Joe Biden's son? He had a son that was in the military, too, who you know, was affected by the fires. I mean, come on. I mean, you're going after Biden because of his son? Give me a break. Why didn't they go after all of Trump's kids with all the crap they were doing? I mean, this is so ridiculous, Matt. I mean, what in the devil is the matter with the people that would vote them in? Marjorie Taylor Greene, give me a break. Do you want your daughters to grow up to be like Marjorie Taylor Greene? Oh, my gosh, we're in trouble.
You'd be a good prosecutor, right? I'm going to nominate you, frankly, to prosecute these people. You know, that's excellent. And let me highlight something you said, because I really think that that is really a profound statement. When you say they don't have any idea, you're absolutely right. Mitch McConnell said, and Kevin McCarthy then said, we're not going to put out a platform. They're not going to put out any platform. Then this last year, just before the midterms in August, McCarthy said, I'm going to put out a contract with America, sort of like Newt Gingrich did in 1994, except there was nothing in it. It was like, hey, here's a Christmas present. You open it up and the box is empty. He really had nothing in it. It was so lame and weird, I think it actually hurt them. So you're right. They complain about everything. All right, inflation, what would you do about it? Ukraine, what would you do about it that's better than Biden? China, what would you do about it that's better than Biden? Immigration, what would you do about it? They have no ideas. And I've got to do this. I put together a rogues gallery list of the crazy stuff they did. And listen to this. This is unbelievable. Let's start with Kimberly Guilfoyle. You want to talk about people's kids? Kimberly Guilfoyle is Donald Trump Jr.'s fiance. She was the national finance chair of Trump's reelection bid in 2020. And they called her, the Trump campaign, and said, would you speak at that rally on January 6th? And she said, yeah. How long do you want me to speak for? 2.5 minutes. Okay. My fee is $60,000. 60 large. 60 large. That comes out to about, $1.8 million an hour. And they go, come on. I mean, you know, here's what she said. Quote, this came out in a text in the January 6th. Quote, you will pay us. That's the deal. So don't even think about it. And she said that to Carolyn Wren, Trump's campaign deputy. You will send the funds as promised. And they sent her 60 grand. And she spoke for 2.5 minutes. Just absolute inanities. I mean, this is the kind of people they are. Then, okay, let's take a good look at some of the other stuff that they did. Trump, it turned out, and this one is precious. I mean, I can't believe this guy. There is a position at the White House called the chief usher, okay? And the chief usher is sort of the go-to guy. You know, if you need furniture moved, you need something, he has staff and he tells them to do it. The guy who was chief usher was a guy that had worked for Trump. And this guy, at Mar-a-Lago, he worked for Trump. So he's Trump's guy. When Biden wins, the chief usher normally sends an email to the incoming president saying, here is an outline of what the White House looks like inside. You want to order new furniture. You might want to do this. Trump goes, fire him. Fire him. He's being disloyal. I'm not leaving. the guy. So what happens is, this comes from Stephanie Grisham. She's the former White House press secretary. So Melania says, there's 3 weeks to go. You can't. I mean, that's not going to look good. So you know what they did? They lay in the weeds and they fired him on Inauguration Day in the morning before Biden took over. And typically these guys stayed on for several presidencies, and they basically were just there to facilitate things. This is what the guy does. This is as cheap as he does. And then this one is really great. I mean, when I say great, it's unbelievable. It's stupid. Trump just the other day, yesterday, attacked Mitch McConnell and his wife. And he attacks his wife, who is of Chinese descent. She was born in Taiwan, racially. So here's, and this is the minority leader of the Senate of Trump's party, and Trump wants to run for president. Here's what Trump says. Quote, something is going on with Mitch McConnell and all of the terrible and virtually automatic surrenders that he makes to some Marxist Democrats, like the $1.7 trillion omnibus bill, not omnibus, omnibus bill. He could have killed it using debt ceiling. Nobody can be this stupid. Perhaps it has to do with his wife, Coco Chow. His wife's name is Elaine Chow, and he spells it C-H-O-W to be kind of insulting, Coco Chow, and her big relationship with China, a historic conflict of interest like no other. And in the past, whenever he talked about Mitch McConnell, he would talk about Mitch McConnell and his China-loving wife. His China-loving wife. What the hell does that have to do with anything? And then he said McConnell has a death wish, which is an invitation to violence. This is a guy who's running for president of the United States. He had been president as a Republican. And he is doing what? He is racially attacking the wife of the Senate leader of his party repeatedly, saying the guy has a death wish, inviting violence, firing the chief usher for helping Biden move in, because that was the chief usher's job. And then his future daughter-in-law, Kimberly Guilfoyle, Donald Trump Jr.'s wife, well, fiance now, demands $60,000 to speak for 2.5 minutes at Trump's rally, her future father-in-law's rally. These people are class with a capital K. These people have no class. Forget the morality. Forget everything else. This is something out of the Three Stooges, except the malignant Three Stooges. Very, very malignant Three Stooges. Well, anyway, I'm tired of obsessing about the guy. Absolutely tired about obsessing about him. So I want to come back to Wisconsin. This is unbelievable. Big article today in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You knew that they'd found forever chemicals. You knew they'd found it before in Rhinelander, Marinette, Eau Claire, La Crosse, Milwaukee County, Dane County. Well, now they're listing 12 other locations, and I'm going to read you some of them. Because of these 12, almost half of them are refusing to do anything about it. They say, well, they're within the legal standards, so it's fine. And then when they showed they weren't within the legal standards, they go, well, it's probably just a measurement problem. Okay, have you ever heard of these towns? Janesville, Abbotsford, Boscobel, Merrill, Nisida, Junction City. I've heard of them. I have relatives in some of those areas. And what's going on? They have cancer in their water and in the wells. They have cancer in the wells. And we know they already had it in Rhinelander, Marinette, Eau Claire, La Crosse, Milwaukee, and Dane. And people are going, well, you know, the DNR isn't doing anything about it. The federal government isn't doing anything about it. So why should we do anything about it? Of the towns that I talked about, Janesville, Abbotsford, Boscobel, Merrill, Nisida, and Junction City, only Junction City said they would think about it. But they didn't promise to do anything about it, even if they finally accepted the results. In Janesville, the level of cancer in the water, the cancer-causing chemicals, I should say, 29 times the standard, the present standard, which is no good as it stands. Please keep this in mind. It's not just this Fred Prenn, the dentist from Wausau, who stayed on for 18 months when he shouldn't have and consistently blocked any attempt to take care of the cancer in our water. It's not just that. It is the Republican Party, because during lame duck, they passed a law that says that any reg has to be approved by the legislature. You can't just pass it in an administrative agency. Well, the legislature has no expertise. That's why you have administrative agencies. They don't have the expertise. How many biologists are in the Republican caucus? How many medical doctors? How many chemists? No, they don't know. How many water specialists? You want all of that expertise, and that expertise came up and said we should have it at a certain level. And right now you can't eat the fish in a lot of these areas, or maybe like one fish a month or something. That's what you can eat. This message has got to go out. We're talking about cancer in the water of Wisconsin. We have the cleanest water in the country. The cleanest water in the country. We're the envy of the country. We border on Lake Michigan. We have the cleanest, we had the cleanest lakes, rivers, streams. We had everything. And what the Republican Party did was they permitted companies to drive deep wells and drain central Wisconsin dry. Commercial water companies like to sell it in 12-ounce cans. They would not regulate cancer in the water because the Manufacturers Association didn't want them to. And as a result, there's cancer around the state. Because when you're talking about Rhinelander, Marinette, Eau Claire, La Crosse, Milwaukee, Dane County, Janesville, Abbotsford, Boscobel, Merrill, Nisida, and Junction City, you're talking around the state. You're talking around the state. Something has got to be done. And as long as we have a gerrymandered legislature, they need the Manufacturers Association, because if the Manufacturers Association supports somebody in a primary against them, in an assembly race, they're going to lose. Assemblyman represents roughly 60,000 people, state senator about 180,000. A lot of it's direct mail. They can't afford TV. Somebody puts a lot of money in a primary, they're toast. They will do whatever they're told. The sin against our democracy is gerrymandering. We must get rid of gerrymandering. The Democrats, I am preaching this every time, and I'm going to keep doing it. We have 11 state Senate seats. Republicans have 22, 2-1. They just lost one with Alberta Darling retiring, and that election is going to be held this spring. With fair maps, we would have 16 or 17 state Senate seats. They are within two assembly seats of having a veto-proof majority, a 2-1 majority in the assembly. Yet we get half the vote. The Supreme Court race, and I'm going to keep saying it, in February and April is the ball game. If Janet Protasiewicz wins, we will have fair maps. If Dan Kelly or this Doro from Waukesha win, we will have gerrymandering. It's as simple as that. It has consequences with cancer in the water, low destruction of the University of Wisconsin system, and a lot of other things. Going to the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Because you're mine.
I walk the line. Because you're mine. I walk the line. Because you're mine.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 23. Northwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 36. Chance for mixed precipitation tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 30. Overcast. Overcast skies Sunday with highs in the low 40s. Chance for scattered rain showers Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to Madison Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. When I go to Ukraine, things are very heated up over there in that genocidal, sadistic attack on the Ukrainian people by the Ruskies. I want to give you an update, some observations. Sergey Lavrov is the foreign, the equivalent of the Secretary of State of Russia. He's a vicious oligarch, billionaire himself, sadistic, genocidal freak. So he came out with a couple of statements I want to put in context in the last couple of days. He said, quote, "You must demilitarize Ukraine or the Russian army will do it for it," end quote. And Putin said, "We want to negotiate." Then Lavrov said, "They must surrender. They must surrender." Then Sergey Lavrov came out with another statement. This is a seriously disturbed country. Does not deserve to exist as a country. He said, we have information that the United States is planning to kill Putin, and they had better not do it. Now, that's a hell of a strange thing to say. It's false. Then, here's what Putin has done. To get troops, because they're being killed massively, well over 100,000 troops have been killed by the Ukrainians. He's not only taking the prisoners, going to the prisons, going to some mental hospitals, and just giving them old rusty guns with no training and sending them out. But this is unbelievable. He's going to rural areas, not urban areas. He's afraid that if he starts drafting people in Moscow and St. Petersburg, university students, they're going to rebel. So he goes to small towns around the country. And listen to this. This is what he promised. He said, we will keep a sperm bank. So if your son is killed in action, your genes can still be reproduced. And this is an incentive. This is an incentive for this freak? This is an incentive? Zelensky announced yesterday that Kherson is facing constant attack. It's difficult and painful, but they are standing tough. There is open rebellion in the Russian ranks. On a train coming down to Ukraine, a drunken sergeant who'd been drafted and didn't want to go beat a captain to death on the train. Beat him to death. The sanction, because they needed the guy at the front, they said he has to be put in detention for 2 months, and then he's got to be taken to trial, but there's a maximum of 15 years, and he can, we still need him at the front. This is beyond pathetic. Beyond pathetic. Let me tell you something else. A former Russian general, 70 years old, was in charge of producing tanks for the Ruskies. Alexei Maslov was his name. They just announced that he died in a hospital. He wasn't sick. No one knew he went to the hospital. There's another one of Putin's people that Putin got angry with because he'd done a bad job producing tanks. Another guy named Alexander Bizikov, 65, commander of the St. Petersburg shipyards, apparently hadn't done a good job. He suddenly died. Guy dies, 65 years old. There are several dozen people who have died under mysterious circumstances. Several of them were killed along with their wives and daughters, one with knives, sadly, and one with guns, one in Barcelona, one in Moscow. There's another guy that was traveling, an oligarch, through France to Monaco. Frequently, they fall out of windows. Guy in Berlin in the embassy. These are all people that Putin got angry with for one reason or another. Either they were in charge of production of war material and they weren't doing a good job, or they disagree with the war in Ukraine or were not sufficiently enthusiastic about the war in Ukraine. And he just bumps them off. I cannot, for the life of me, understand if you're an oligarch, you know that if you cross Putin in the slightest, you may be killed, why they're not doing the job for us. But I'll leave you with this on this particular subject, and then I want to briefly hit one other. It is impossible, in my view, now to have a negotiated settlement in Ukraine. All Russia is doing is trying to buy time to rest, re-up their forces, and attack again. They can't be trusted. It's a savage animal culture. It's not just Putin. It's Sergei Lavrov. It's the Yevgeny Prigozhin, the head of the Wagner Group, which is his SS. They're torturers, murderers, and rapists. It's Ramzi Kartagov, who is the chief Chechenian Islamic terrorist. It's four or five of them. They can't think that they're going to go back into civilian life. And everybody would say, okay, you burned a year, killed 100,000 Rusky soldiers, stole all our money, and, well, that's okay. They know they will be killed if they don't win, quote, win. But what is a, quote, win? They must be killed. And the question is how. And I will say this again, as I have in the past. It is time to give Zelensky the long-distance HIMARS, the long-range ones, 130 miles, planes, much more modern, sophisticated artillery. The only way this is going to be resolved is carrot and stick. And by that, I mean they keep killing Russians and they keep driving them out, but not doing it in a way that triggers a temptation to use nuclear weapons. And Biden's been a master at that. The one final thing, announced, Carrie Lake, that piece of work down in Arizona, has to pay $33,000 in legal fees for her corrupt lawsuit. You know, she got swamped. When I say swamped, she lost by well over 10,000 votes. She won't accept it. The judge said $33,000. She's appealing. She somehow thinks she's politically viable. I can't believe she's politically viable, even in Arizona, not with a change in population down there. Mark Kelly got reelected. Katie Hobbs is governor. I don't see it. Well, we're going to the end of the show. A great show. Thanks for the call-ins. Great topics. We're going to have the Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. And then we have the new year. And then we'll be back next week in the new year. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for today.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey! Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlo at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.